51 with Wynn and Wilson in the morning. Friend Chris Kepler is here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
High school football season is back, and so are the bands.
That's right.
Who are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Norton.
All right.
Great band. You know, there's two different styles of marching band, at least two that I know of. You know, one of them, they play. It's more like a swing band style. And then they have the ones that compete. And they've got different things they have to do to qualify for competitions. Mm-hmm. And Norton is one of them. They're very successful at it. They go to state finals the last 21 years.
Are they big? Did the bigger bands compete, or is that regardless of size?
I don't think it really matters. I've seen small ones, and I've seen... They have 100... It says on their website, 110 members minimum for the last 26 years.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I wouldn't want to try to manage all that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Now, we have a few listeners in Norton, you know. They play.
I've heard that. At least a couple.
They play right there in a stadium, which right there on the road, right? It's right at the corner there of Cleveland, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Including tonight, they're hosting Kenmore, so it is a home game. Part of that competition, they do this every year. And I didn't really have a chance to talk to Mr. Chair about it specifically. Last year, it was called Arts in Motion. And I don't know whether that's always the name of their show or if that's... You know, if that was specific to 2012.
Yeah. Well, because of the sheer number of people that live in Norton.
It's the big band show that they have there. This year, it looks like it's on October 12th. You know, we're talking like a dozen bands. Wow. But it's a qualifier, and you have to, you know, perform well, and then you can go on to, you know, state and nationals and that sort of thing, which they do.
Yeah.
Typically, it's in Indianapolis. They go there all the time. They've got the Cloverleaf Invitational next week. They're going to Monroeville, Pennsylvania to perform the week after that. So, obviously, a really, really busy time. NortonBands.org. is the website. They've always got something going on for money, like a lot of these groups do. That's part of the reason we do this, is to try to help promote some of their events.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the dates. I didn't see them on the site. Amy Vaughn is the Music Booster president. Give her a call. She'll appreciate that.
Well, you might want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, don't call right now. They do bingo and a fruit sale. They have a reverse raffle. They have all kinds of things they do to, you know, to raise money to support some of these different things. And this is another one of those groups where it's not just for the band, it's for the music organization as a whole.
Somehow the bands always seem to make it, don't they?
Dedicated parents and boosters and teams that all help. And the kids.
And kids too. So, Chris, thank you very much. What's the website again?
It is NortonBands.org.
NortonBands.org. Mm-hmm. And let's do it. The Norton High School Marching Band plays our national anthem.